how much it would cost to expand or rebuild West Vancouver's Seniors Activity Centre and what that could mean to the district's growing percentage of older residents is the subject of a study that will be presented to the public next year. An assessment of the Seniors Centre and feasibility study to examine how it can best meet the needs of seniors in the future is currently underway in the district, funded jointly by the centre and the District of West Vancouver, which owns the facility. Both the Seniors Centre and the district paid $75,000 for the study. But if current trends are any indication, West Vancouver's grey wave likely spells the need for more space in the years ahead to accommodate programs ranging from TED Talks-style lectures and dance classes to medical services and rehabilitation programs. The current Seniors Activity Centre was built more than 40 years ago in 1980. Since then, the approximately 26,000-square-foot building has hosted space for social gatherings, sport and fitness programs, rehabilitation programs, food services, and outreach to vulnerable seniors. The center has been through several renovations and expansions over the years, including one in 1994 and another in 2001. But as membership grows, we've run up against a problem. We've run out of space, basically, said Jane Verner, chair of the Seniors Activity Center Advisory Board. In recent years, the Seniors Center has dealt with the space crunch by moving some programs over to the neighboring West Vancouver Community Center, said Verner. But the center is still cramped for space during times of peak use from about 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. If currently population trends continue, the space squeeze is expected to continue. Stats Canada has come out with an indication that by 2041, 72% of the adults in West Vancouver will be seniors 65+, said Verner. Currently, the centre is home to 3,700 active members and more than 400 volunteers. Membership has rebounded after a dip during the 2020 and 2021 pandemic years, said Verner. In addition to recreation programs, the center also links seniors to medical care, provides support for those living with dementia and their caregivers, and operates a meal program. Until earlier this year, when funding ran out, the center also ran a pilot outreach program aimed at more vulnerable seniors in the community, said Verner. The municipality pays about $700,000 annually to subsidize operations at the center, which is also funded by memberships, revenue from food services and program fees. Since the fall of 2022, consultants have been assessing the physical state of the facility, as well as casting a critical eye at future needs. According to a report presented to council at its regular December 11 meeting, the building itself is in good condition, with no signs of structural distress. Consultants advised that it would be possible to add an additional story to the existing building or to build an addition next to the existing building, or a combination of both. Those who spoke with consultants said they'd like to see a larger multi-purpose gym included in any expansion plans, along with two or three smaller rooms that could be used for classes and arts programs. Residents who responded to a survey about programs also indicated they'd like to see a wider range of activities, including programs on evenings and weekends to cater to older people who are still working, as well as lectures on current events and classes on technology. The report on the Seniors Center noted that while membership in the center is growing, it isn't growing as fast as the percentage of seniors is increasing in West Vancouver. One way to encourage more people to join, ditching the name Seniors Center, was a suggestion made by more than a few people, as there are many people in the upper age groups, including many baby boomers, who have a hard time seeing themselves as senior citizens. Verner said opinions tend to be mixed on that. Half of them say change the name and half of them say keep it, she said. A report to council, including a range of potential cost estimates for expanding or rebuilding the Seniors Center, is expected to come forward in the new year. Jay Said at nsnews.com. Twitter.com/Janizid.